So I'll try to get through this without crying. So I want to say that 2017, last year, was the year that was very difficult for my family. It was the year that we lived in California at the time. I wasn't very happy because the year passed, 2016, my dad passed. At the time, Lucy was very small, and so I went to Ghana myself. I couldn't take anybody with me. And so I was very, very angry when I came back. So 2017, at the time, I was still a young mom trying to figure it out with my husband, how to take care of Lucy and balance that with work. So it was a very, very difficult time. Although I was very happy that Max was home and taking care of Lucy, I was also very sad that he couldn't work. And I knew he wanted to go back to grad school and also get back to the workforce. So all of those situations were very, very difficult. And at the time, we attended the UMC in Thousand Oaks, California. So we had very good friends there. So apart from everything else that was bad, that was the good part in our lives. So, and to add to that, 2017 was the year that we had applied for immigration to become permanent residents. And if you are very familiar with the system, there's a period where when you apply, you can't travel, you can't do anything. If anything happens to your family, you cannot be there. And during that period as well, you have no idea the status of your application. So 2017 really was a very challenging one. So sometime in August 2017, our friends at UMC in Thousand Oaks had a retreat coming up, and they sponsored myself and Maxwell. The retreat was the Emmaus Walk. My friend just said, you know, Francisca, I think you just have to go and just pray and give it to God. So we both went. We gave Lucy to our friend for the weekend. And when I went, my prayer was that, you know, whatever the situation is, we just want direction. We want clarity. We just want grace. And I can say today, from now I wouldn't cry again. For the past 10 months, how things have changed for us. We were able to, Maxwell was able to apply for school. He got a school that he really liked. He got into grad school. We moved to Massachusetts. We found a wonderful community here. I got a job that I really, really love at this time. Most of all, we also became permanent residents this summer. So now we can go home. We don't have to worry about our studies anymore. And Lucy is in preschool. So God's grace has found us. It has touched us. It's been abundant and sufficient for us. And I believe that although not everything is perfect, He continues to listen to our prayers. So at this time, I just want to tell everyone that no matter the situation, no matter what we are all going through, God is listening and He will answer your prayers. Amen.